All right, guys, you are locked on Falcons. I'm your host, Aaron Freeman, and today we are wrapping up our training camp positional previews, talking about the ongoing battles entering camp at the Falcons safety position.
You are Locked On Falcons, your daily Atlanta Falcons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, guys, you know me. I'm Aaron Freeman. Been covering the Falcons for many years, formerly at FalcFans.com, RIP. Still going strong, however, on Twitter, at FalcFans, and, of course, the host of this illustrious Locked On Falcons podcast, your daily Atlanta Falcons podcast, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. In today's episode, we are wrapping up our final positional preview entering training camp. We are finishing things off with the Falcons safety group. We'll be talking about the main battles at the position, which potentially include the competition between starting free safety candidates Eric Harris and Richie Grant, as well as the depth battle behind impending starter at strong safety Daron Harmon, and that competition will be presumably between Jalen Hawkins and TJ Green. And then, of course, we'll talk about the other safeties entering camp that could, you know, figure out a way onto the practice squad or a back end roster spot. So we'll get into that. We'll start things off talking about the offseason changes with the players that the Falcons lost, the players that the Falcons gained, and then we'll get into my expectations for the Falcons depth chart at the safety position entering training camp. But before we get into that, I do want to plug the Peacock and Williamson podcast, which is one of the national shows here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson give you their insights on every team, every move. And of course, this week you got training camps kicking off. So you want to definitely get Brian and Matt's insights into what's going on for the other 31 teams in addition to the Falcons. And of course, you can subscribe to the Peacock and Williamson podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So as we talk about the Falcons roster changes at the safety group, you know, Friday we talked about the cornerback group, and that was the position that arguably had the least turnover on the roster from a year ago. And now we're talking about the safety group today, which arguably had the most turnover on the roster. Of course, the Falcons lost five safeties that played for them a year ago: Keanu Neal, Ricardo Allen, DeMonte Casey, Sherrod Neesman, and Jamal Carter. And they replaced those players with two guys in free agency, and Eric Harris and Daron Harmon, two veterans. They drafted Richie Grant in the second round. They also signed three undrafted free agents in Marcus Murphy out of Mississippi State, Dwayne Johnson Jr., no relation, an undrafted free agent out of San Diego State, and J.R. Pace, the undrafted free agent out of Northwestern, which leaves those guys are joining the two lone holdovers, which are Jalen Hawkins, the Falcons 2019 fourth round pick, and TJ Green, who spent the bulk of 2020 on the Falcons practice squad. So looking at the Falcons depth chart, or at least my expectations for what their depth chart will look like entering training camp, at the free safety position, you have Eric Harris entering camp as the top player there and probably getting the bulk of the starting reps early on, but he'll be pushed by Richie Grant, the Falcons rookie. Behind him, I put J.R. Pace, number three, and Marcus Murphy, number four, at the free safety position. Moving over to the strong safety position, Daron Harmon should be atop that depth chart with Jalen Hawkins working with the second string, TJ Green working with the third string, and Dwayne Johnson Jr. working with the fourth string. And, you know, the main competitions that we'll see at this position group will be between Harris and Grant at free safety, and then the backup strong safety spot behind Harmon between Hawkins and Green. And we'll talk about those battles. First, talking about the Falcons' defensive struggles the past few years and how that might be tied to the safety position, which is why this position group and its various competitions are quietly some of the most important to keep an eye on this summer ending training camp. And we'll get into that coming up on today's Locked On Falcons podcast. But before we get there, I do want to plug the NBA side of the Locked On Podcast Network. This Thursday's upcoming NBA draft, and you want to make sure that you're prepped for what your favorite team is going to do in the draft. And of course, Hawks fans are covered there with the Locked On Hawks podcast, where host Brad Rowland gives you the inside and outs of the Hawks draft plans. Find the Locked On Hawks or your favorite NBA team's daily podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So did you guys know that Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, has 9 delicious flavors? Whether you're a fan of the double chocolate like me, or you prefer mint brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, salted caramel, coconut or raspberry, there's something for everyone. And there's also the limited time flavors, like summertime flavors of orange and strawberry. You can try them all with a mix box, and you'll want to get that healthy snack that tastes just like a candy bar with none of the guilt. Built bars contain 100% real chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. The double chocolate tastes just like Hershey's chocolate bar, and can't also help but recommend the strawberry flavor, as there's no better combination than strawberries and chocolate. But it's not just about Built Bar's great taste, it's about how healthy they are. They're low in sugar and calories, high in protein and fiber. Just head over to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Now, in the past, we've talked about how rare it is to find a team that generally plays well on defense that doesn't also have relatively good safety play. And you certainly can make the case that many or some, depending on your perspective, of the struggles of the Falcons defense over the last several years have been related to, although I'm not necessarily saying it's a direct cause of, their inconsistent safety play, thanks in large part due to injuries to various players. Obviously, last year you saw DeMonte Casey tear his Achilles. Keanu Neal had the same injury in 2019. Ricardo Allen had that same injury in 2018, which has been a slate of bad luck for the Falcons, with 3 straight years of one of their key safeties tearing their Achilles. We also saw Keanu Neal tearing his ACL in that 2018 season. And because of those injuries and the team's inability to add adequate safety depth, that contributed heavily to the Falcons' defensive struggles. And so, you have 2 big questions surrounding this position group, one of which is, has the team upgraded their starting safety play? And 2, in the event of future injuries, has the team solidified their safety depth? Now, taking that second question first, safety depth is always going to remain important, because on defense, safeties are generally the position to have the shortest shelf life in the NFL. Running back is that position on offense, but safety is sort of the equivalent on defense. And it, essentially makes sense when you sort of see how somewhat analogous the safety positions are, because at both safety and running back, you have largely a body of players that are 200 to 220 pounds. And their job is essentially to run full speed into other players, on a snap to snap basis. And many of those players, whether we're talking about 240-pound linebackers or 300-pound defensive tackles, in the case of a running back, or 250-pound tight ends or 220-pound running backs, in the case or 300-pound offensive lineman in the case of a safety, that's going to wear and tear on your body probably a lot more than many of the other position groups in the NFL. And so I bring up that safety depth because this is not a new concern for the Falcons in just the Dan Quinn era. That was also an issue for several years in the Mike Smith era. I can think back to that 2011-2012 season when the team brought in veterans like James Saunders and Chris Hope late in the process, late in the offseason, because the team didn't really necessarily adequately address their depth concerns. And those 2 guys in particular burned into my brain because I remember them being those summertime pickups. I think Saunders was signed in August and Chris Hope was signed in late June. I remember writing often in those off seasons back on FalcFans.com, RIP, throughout those off seasons leading up to those signings, that, hey, like, why are the Falcons not signing an adequate safety backup at this position, at a position of need, So the hope is that we won't have to deal with these issues moving forward, but obviously we don't quite know. And we'll talk a little bit further about the Falcons' depth later on in the episode, but let's talk about the starters. And obviously the more pressing concern is, are the Falcons going to have good starters at the safety position? And I believe that should be the case, assuming guys like Daron Harmon and Richie Grant are their two starting safeties. And talking about Richie Grant, and we talked quite a bit about Richie Grant on the Scouting Report episode that we did back in late May or whenever it was, early June. And so definitely check that out if you haven't listened to it as we get some more insight. But in summary, one of the things I talked about on that episode was how versatile Richie Grant was and how that made him a very good fit in Dean Pease's defensive system that often utilizes safeties in a multitude of ways, whether that's playing deep, playing in a box, blitzing, covering the slot, etc. And Grant should be able to handle all of those roles to an adequate level. He's not necessarily a guy that excels in any one of those areas. He's not a classic thumper as a box safety. He's not necessarily the sort that you want to just park as a center fielder and create this no-fly zone on the back end, but he checks a lot of different boxes. And for a creative schemer and play caller like Dean Pease is expected to be, that should work particularly well for him. And that doesn't really apply in my eyes for his primary competition at that free safety position in Eric Harris, who might wind up winning that starting spot. If you read some of the various reports that were coming out, you know, from mini camps and OTAs that seemed to believe that the Falcons weren't going to necessarily rush Richie Grant onto the field and therefore seemingly had a certain comfort level with Eric Harris being that sort of veteran and potentially stabilizing presence in the secondary. But personally, I kind of see that as a mistake. You know, I've watched Eric Harris, you know, earlier this offseason quite a bit, going back to his days in Las Vegas and Oakland in the last couple of years. And to me, he's kind of a classic box safety that the last 2 years when he's been forced to start due to injuries has been utilized as a deep safety and struggled in that role. And, you know, it's not quite to the same degree that we saw with a player like Kamal Ishmael during his early years in the NFL when he was expected to be the guy that would replace players like Chris Hope and James Sanders as a top backup for the Falcons at the safety position, especially behind Willie Moe in those 2013-2014 years. But we found out with Kamal Ishmael, the further you played him from the line of scrimmage, and which meant that he had to cover more space than normal, you know, the more his limitations showed, and that ultimately led to Kamal Ishmael, upon Dan Quinn's arrival, being essentially converted to a linebacker where he would rarely play, you know, far from the line of scrimmage. And so for me, with Harris, we kind of know what he is, which, you know, may make him attractive to this coaching staff. He's a known commodity. He's a little bit more predictable. And we know coaches in general tend to like predictable things and stable outcomes, as opposed to the sort of volatility that you often get with a rookie like a Richie Grant. But I just think, you know, given Grant's upside, given his youth, given his potential, you know, the Falcons should be incentivized to get him ready as soon as possible. And that would mean even in a world where he's a little bit up and down this summer, you know, put their thumbs on the scales and tip things in his favor for him to be the starting free safety. You know, I just think it makes the most sense. Now, moving on to the other safety spot, you know, I think Daron Harmon is exactly what we're talking about with that sort of known commodity, that a proven, capable, consistent starter. And I don't have the same questions about his ability to live up to that status as I do with someone like an Eric Harris. When you look at Daron Harmon's career, you know, over 8 years playing with New England and Detroit, he was very reliable, very consistent, very solid for that period of time, primarily used as a deep safety in the cover one or cover two coverages that he played in both of those systems. You know, not necessarily has all the experience in doing some of those versatile things that we talked about earlier with Richie Grant in terms of playing in the box and blitzing and all these various things. But when he has had limited opportunities to do that in New England and Detroit, seemingly showed the skill set to accomplish that. But again, I feel like that's a better role for a Richie Grant type in this Falcons defense. And so I think you can be really reasonably comfortable just kind of parking Harmon and asking him to do what he did in New England and Detroit and play that sort of deep center field role and provide that help on the back end of the defense, particularly when you go back to what we talked about a little bit on Friday, where you do have a little bit of concerns at the cornerback positions and you want to provide the help that those guys may need. And I think Daron Harmon is obviously the best choice for that, given his success doing that in previous environments. And I think that's just a better way to utilize your arguably your two most talented safeties moving forward, with Grant being more that versatile chess piece and Harmon being sort of that stabilizing force playing the deep half in the center field on the back end. So I feel like with those two, Grant and Harmon, you have a pretty solid foundation at this position. I'm not going to necessarily sit here and say, oh, the Falcons safety combination in 2021 is going to be by far the best that we've ever seen in Atlanta. You know, that remains to be seen, but I do think it's reasonable to have expectations and have, you know, relatively confident expectations that we will see better safety play this year than we have seen in previous years, especially if Grant can sort of live up to some of the pre-draft hype, if you want to call it that, where some people thought he was the top safety in this past year's draft class. And we've seen some safeties these last couple of years. And again, I'm not necessarily putting these expectations on Richie Grant to live up to this, but whether we're talking about players like Derwin James and Antoine Winfield come in and have some success right away in the NFL. And I think Richie Grant has a chance to do that. I just won't necessarily automatically say, oh, he's going to be as impactful as some of those guys were in previous drafts. So I think there's reasons to be optimistic that the Falcons will get better safety play than they've had the last couple of years, which I think will be the driving factor, the point I'm trying to get to, for an improved defense under Dean Pease, if they are able to get that from this combination of players. And so as we continue today's Lockdown Falcons talking about the safety group, we'll talk a little bit more about the depth and focusing on the competition behind Harmon, presumably between players like Jalen Hawkins and TJ Green, as we continue today's Lockdown Falcons episode. But before we get there, guys, I do want to plug the national podcast here on the Lockdown Podcast Network. In addition to the Peacock and Williamson podcast, you can check out any of the national podcasts that cover all 32 teams as training camps open this week, including Locked On NFL Podcast, Locked On Fantasy Football, Locked On NFL Draft, and the Draft Dudes Podcast, as you check in on all the biggest stories as camps kick off this week. Find them all on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline gives you the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, whether we're talking about MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. And of course, there's no time like now to get started at BetOnline. Of course, you got the Summer Olympics going on. And of course, baseball season is in full swing. You can track all the action at BetOnline. Football is right around the corner, and you can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine, whether you want to bet on Calvin Ridley leading the NFL in receiving yards or whether Kyle Pitts will win Offensive Rookie of the Year. You can do so by heading over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So let's talk about the Falcons safety depth a little bit more and some of the roster battles there. We saw with Eric Harris's two seasons as a starter with the Raiders these past years, meaning that should he wind up being the backup to Richie Grant, you have a very experienced player there, even if those years as a starter were not particularly as a great player. But again, going back to what I said earlier, he's somewhat of a known commodity and you want that sort of stabilizing force on your depth, which again has been an issue that the Falcons haven't necessarily had these past couple of years when they've had these injuries and dealing with some volatile players like the Jordan Richards and Sherrod Neesmans and Jamal Carters and DeMonte Casey's that they've had these last couple of years. But, you know, beyond Eric Harris, you know, I think everything in, as far as the Falcons safety depth is a little bit more up in the air. And Jalen Hawkins is a player that I've seen, you know, various Falcons beat writers talk up quite a bit this offseason. And anybody who listened to my scouting report of Hawkins last year's know I wasn't particularly high on Hawkins's NFL potential. I think he's certainly a fun player that plays with a certain edge in energy and passion that makes him someone that you definitely want to root for. But when I just sort of, you know, take that part out of it and just look at his overall skill set, there wasn't a whole lot about his game that made me think that he was going to be anything more than an average NFL backup and a player that probably at best would be a journeyman type of player in the NFL should he manage to stick long enough, you know, to get multiple contracts from multiple teams in the NFL. And, you know, it's similar to sort of my opinion about Frank Darby, who is, you know, you like the guy, but, you know, as a player, you're just kind of like, hey, he's okay. You know, and similar to Darby, you know, I'll be curious if Hawkins can sort of deliver on, you know, while it's not fair to say hype, because I don't think it's fair to call it hype, but at least the buzz that he has generated over the last, you know, 6 or so months, where a lot of people, you know, have these expectations on him that he could be more than just, you know, what he was last year, which wasn't much in terms of his contributions last year, and see if he can carve out a more significant role. And, you know, I haven't heard since the offseason began, you know, a lot of people were talking back in February about maybe Jalen Hawkins could be a starter this year, but I haven't heard anybody talking about that really in earnest since. But, you know, I guess the question for me is, maybe he could leapfrog a guy like Eric Harris to be the third safety behind the two presumptive starters in Grant and Harmon. And if that were to occur, I would certainly think that would qualify as a very positive sign for Hawkins to at least potentially exceed my expectations of him going into the NFL. You know, and, you know, I think it makes sense because even though I didn't have, you know, super high expectations on him, I do think there is certainly some untapped potential there that he could give you certainly potentially more value in coverage than maybe an Eric Harris could. And you also get the youth factor where, you know, Jalen Hawkins is 7 years younger than Eric Harris is currently. So that gives you some longevity, some long-term value, even if it's only as a depth guy. But part of me wonders if a guy like Jalen Hawkins is even guaranteed a roster spot. Right. Because we have a player like TJ Green who could be potentially nipping at his heels to be that backup behind Daron Harmon. And the reason why I think that is, you know, Green does have some familiarity with this new coaching staff, having played under Falcons current outside linebackers coach Ted Monachino when he was the defensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts back in 2016 and 2017. He's also familiar to Terry Fontenot when he was obviously in the front office there, and Green briefly played for the New Orleans Saints back in 2019. And so I think when you compare Green to like a Hawkins, he's a bigger player, has much more sort of premium athleticism, you know, which was resulted in him being a second round pick for the Colts back in 2016. And when you look at sort of his time in Indianapolis, which wasn't great, but they did kind of play him all over the place. They dabbled with potentially converting him to a cornerback. They played him in the slot. They played him deep. They played him as a box. But I think he was best utilized as a box safety. Certainly when you look at his Pro Football Focus grades in the second half of that 2017 season, when he was a injury replacement for an injured Malik Hooker, he was primarily utilized as a box safety. And those were some of his better games during that season. And obviously I think the Falcons signed him a year ago on the practice squad to basically be sort of that Keanu Neal box, you know, safety in their sort of cover three heavy scheme. And that was sort of where his skill set fit, you know, which basically made him in the same role as Jalen Hawkins there. And so one wonders if maybe that familiarity that this regime has with TJ Green could potentially give him a leg up in that competition with Hawkins. And we'll sort of have to see about that. And that's not necessarily a prediction that Green will leapfrog Hawkins. But, you know, if someone ran up to me and said, I'm from the future, and TJ Green winds up making the Falcons roster over someone like a Jalen Hawkins, I wouldn't be shocked by that. You know, I actually might actually believe that you are from the future. And I would ask you, you know, what happens in week one? Right. You know, how many games does the Falcons win? And I might be willing to take your word for it, you know, before the time police come and get you. But, you know, I think we know when we look at this position group, that the Falcons are going to keep four safeties. And we know that Grant, Harmon, and Harris, you know, presumably, if there are no injuries there, are pretty much locks to make the team. And then you have guys like Hawkins and Green sort of competing, at least the way I see it, for that fourth safety spot. And again, to be clear, I do expect Hawkins to win that job, but it's not necessarily as much of a slam dunk as maybe others see it at least in my eyes. But, you know, I think it's also possible that the Falcons could wind up keeping five safeties this year, and maybe Green sticks it out as that fifth guy. Or maybe it's possible that one of these undrafted free agents winds up sticking as that fifth guy. And if you ask me which position group on the Falcons roster had the highest probability of an undrafted free agent making the team, you know, if I was ranking them, I would say first running back would be the best bet, because I think JV and Hawkins, the running back out of Louisville, probably has the best shot of any of these undrafted free agents to make the roster. And number two, I would follow that with the inside linebacker position, where you have guys like Errol Thompson and Dorian Etheridge. But then, you know, third on my list would be safety. And I do think when we look at these three undrafted free agents, J.R. Pace, the Northwestern one, stands out, intrigues me the most out of this group. And Marcus Murphy, when I look at him, he's probably the best athlete in terms of his raw upside and talent and whatnot. If you want to link athleticism to that, probably stands out the most in this group. And Dwayne Johnson, you know, if you're looking for a guy that can be more that enforcer in the box or whatever the case may be, you know, I certainly think that's probably where his strengths lie. But when I looked at a player like Pace, you know, to me, of this trio, you know, he kind of stood out the most in terms of his coverage ability. And when you look at some of the guys that are expected to be the main backups at the safety position, where we're talking about guys like Eric Harris and Jalen Hawkins, where, you know, you do wonder a little bit about their coverage ability, whether or not those are areas that they're going to excel in the same, obviously in the same degree that we expect from our starters like Richie Grant and Daron Harmon. I think that gives a player like Pace, who could stand out, you know, in that way. You know, when you're building your roster, you want to have those differing skill sets. And I think Pace's coverage ability gives him a better shot at sort of distinguishing himself among those backups. So even if he or any of these other players don't necessarily secure a roster spot, certainly I think it's a good bet that one of those guys would wind up sticking on the practice squad. And obviously, you know, I'm putting the majority of my chips, or, you know, basically two chips. You know, I don't bet a lot on undrafted free agents, but two chips on J.R. Pace, please, is basically what I'm saying. So there you guys have it. Not much else to say about the safety position. Some intriguing battles, sort of waiting to see sort of Richie Grant's potential emergence and sort of where some of these guys, particularly some of these new faces, emerge here in Atlanta. And if between TJ Green and Jalen Hawkins, the two sort of incumbent holdovers from the previous regime, you know, if either one of these guys wind up sticking in the future, or the new regime wants to go in a completely new direction, in part due to what we talked about earlier, which is some of the inconsistency that the Falcons have had at the safety position and wanting to put their own stamp on things and being like, we're going to stabilize this our own way with completely new faces. So we'll sort of see how that plays out this summer. And we'll see sort of what happens the rest of the summer as we gear up for training camp that kicks off later this week as the Falcons begin practices and they'll start reporting. And so tomorrow's episode, we probably will get into a little bit of my 53-man roster prediction. I've already given hints and whatnot on where I think certain battles are going to go when we've done, I don't know, this 12-part, 13-part series, whatever it's been, talking about these various training camp battles over the last, you know, 3-4 weeks, however long it's been. But you'll sort of get that condensed into one episode, presumably tomorrow. And hopefully we'll have some news about the Falcons signing somebody to fill out that last spot on their 90-man roster, because right now I'm kind of expecting an edge rusher, and that would allow me to make a complete prediction. So that's sort of hinting at one direction I might be going with that. But you'll get my 53 guys and 12 to 16 potential practice squad candidates, because we don't have a quite final figure on how many guys NFL teams will be allowed to carry on the practice squad this year due to COVID and whatnot. So hopefully we'll get those updates. And in the meantime, guys, as we sort of gear up for camp practices that kick off later this week, we'll have some opportunities to answer some questions. I know it's been a couple of days at the very least, maybe a week or so, since we've done a Q&A. So if you have any questions, any feedback that you want to provide me on anything I've talked about on today's episode or previous episodes or future episodes, of course, you can hit me up on Twitter at Locked On Falcons, on Facebook at Locked On Falcons, or you can send an email to LockedOnFalcons@mail.com. And before we duck out of here, of course, I do want to let you guys know that while I have you covered covered on all things Falcons. Who's got you covered for the rest of sports? And I know for you, I know for me, and I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm not necessarily going to be one of these people that's going to be glued to my television for the Olympics. So, you know, I like having someone like Peter Bukowski, the host of the Locked On Today podcast, that will give me those daily updates that I need, not only for the Olympics, for golf, baseball, basketball, football, you know, whatever, hockey, UFC, whatever's going on in sports, Peter's got you covered. You know, Locked On Today provides you all the sports news that you need every morning in under 20 minutes. So subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So I appreciate it, guys. Till then.